Tonight, we have a very important and heavy discussion between two people who disagree on many issues, especially regarding the events of September 11th. In the studio with us tonight is Norman Solomon. He writes about media and politics in the weekly syndicated column, Media Beat. He's also an associate of FAIR, which produces the program Counterspin. And also joining us on the phone will be Delmart Vreeland, who, according to documents and testimony, predicted a major terrorist strike against the World Trade Center and other buildings, naming Osama bin Laden a full month before September 11th. KPFA's own reporter, producer, and host of Guns and Butter, Kelly Ramirez, is in the studio with us tonight to give us a little background on how these two men and their views have become so controversial. Kelly, is there or has there been a concerted effort to keep certain views and information from being reported? Why don't you give us some background?
On October 12th, Guns and Butter premiered with Michael C. Rupert, publisher and editor of From the Wilderness, and a talk that we called the Wall Street, the CIA, and the Terrorist Attacks. And that drew a lot of interest from people. It is obvious that the American people are not totally buying the official story of 9/11. We've seen that most recently when Cynthia McKinney on our own Flashpoints raised questions about the official version. And that came out in a story in the Washington Post, and she was vilified by official sources. But polls and discussions on the internet show that a lot of people believe that the official story just doesn't hold water. And Ms. McKinney has been unfairly vilified for this. We have continued on Guns and Butter to follow the story, including last February when we played about 46 minutes of Mike Rupert's 3.5-hour lecture on the truth and lies of 9/11, including mentions of Delmart Vreeland, who wrote a note which we'll talk about later in the show. But I want to give out a URL for everyone who wants to be on the internet and look at the document itself. It is www.rise4news.net/Vreeland, capital VREELAND.JPG. Again, riseforNews.net/capital VREELAND.JPG. And yes, this is definitely not a topic that people want to talk about. As Cynthia McKinney knows, if you question the official events of 9/11, your patriotism is going to be attacked.
Right. They called her un-American, and Barbara Lee was given death threats. So
yes.
Yeah. And then also we have that was reported in the New York Times that, you know, the warning to the FBI mentioned bin Laden pre-September 11th. There was a memo. What about that?
Well, that was one of the many warnings that came out, news sources. And if anybody goes, the one place where all the information is at is www.copvcia.com. Russia warned, Egypt warned, various countries, the German BND, their version of the CIA, warned. What Vreeland did was to note down a series of targets which he discovered were planned targets for attack, and he tried to warn American and Canadian officials. This is just one, though, of many warnings that have been coming in and that are coming to light now.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to go to tape at this time. We have about a 13-minute tape, and it will highlight some of the views and issues that we are talking about with Norman Solomon and also Michael Rupert, I don't believe, and Vreeland, Delmart Vreeland. So please listen up.
I think this saying aptly applies. The facts, just the facts. No sidebars, no distractions, no focusing on personalities, nor using other sources to boost one's own credibility. This is a face-off between the source of all the debating, emailing, the clashes between Michael Rupert, Delmart Mike Vreeland, versus Norman Solomon. Fairness and accuracy in the media and others.
fact that there were huge benefits accrued by the U.S. government as a result of September 11th is not proof that the U.S. government was involved in or knew specifically what was going to happen on September 11th. The fact that we had all kinds of involvement between the CIA and bin Laden in prior times before September 11th, that doesn't prove U.S. government involvement or complicity or CIA foreknowledge, to use Mr. Rupert's word, of what happened on September 11th.
I would ask the audience just to take three undisputed events into their consciousness and try to come up with some other explanation. One, Delmark Michael Vreeland, a naval intelligence officer, wrote and sealed details of the attacks into an envelope while in jail in Canada. A month before the attacks occurred, the Canadian government acknowledges that that warning was sealed and out of his custody, and it accurately depicted, described the events of September the 11th. Item number two, the fact that on September the 11th, in direct contravention, contradiction, and violation of established FAA and United States Air Force policy, which have been routinely followed for 25 years, United States Air Force fighters were not scrambled in the biggest aerial event in history. And third,
we have a naval intelligence officer, a lieutenant, reported on court records to have certified a handwritten note on or about August 11th, 2001. That note pinpointed what was to happen on September 11th, the same year.
Incredible history documenting the need to tap the Central Asian oil reserves, the billions of dollars poured in by the major oil companies that they could not remove. A Unocal pipeline, as indicated in congressional testimony, that had been on hold until the Afghani government was removed. And the fact that Hamid Karzai, the current prime minister, is a former Unocal employee and the pipeline is now back on. Suddenly, surprise of surprises.
But according to Vreeland and Rupert, detractors chose to attack their credibility rather than check to see if their facts were correct and to find out what they meant. While anyone may debate whether the facts prove foreknowledge of September 11th and what occurred on that day, that is not the major story. The story is the document that has written on it buildings that were targeted. Whether it appears to be mismatched, gibberish, or whatever, there is no denying that the words are there.
Navy Pier, Sears Tower, World Trade Center, White House, Pentagon, World Bank, Water Supplies, Parliament Building in Ottawa, the Royal Bank, Toronto. Then it says right down here, let one happen, stop the rest.
The question is, was the note written before September 11th? Does it show the above information? If so, there is no debate. The question we have, then, why all the skepticism of Michael Vreeland, Michael Rupert, at this point? Why are people so skeptical, period? Willing to accept whatever the CIA, FBI, the Bush administration says or does as credible.
When you walk through all the different facts, you find, yeah, there's a whole lot that proves that the U.S. government is sleazy It doesn't have a lot of principles. It's willing to massacre people who benefit corporate clients that it serves. What I question here is, we know that the CIA had foreknowledge of what happened on September 11th because the facts don't prove that.
Why is anyone on the left objecting or strongly disagreeing on behalf of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Bush administration?
And I also object to saying that the facts strongly suggest that there was criminal complicity on the part of the U.S. government in the execution. I also would strongly contend that the facts don't prove that either.
Even Congress, the FBI, are beginning to acknowledge that they were warned of what was to come before September 11th and took no action. Legislative or otherwise, ignore the warnings.
August 11th or 12th, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Delmark Mike Vreeland, who has been in jail in a Toronto jail cell since December of 2000, writes a note, gives it to his jailers and says, "Seal it away where I can't touch it. I told you this was going to happen." And it was sealed away. I know because I've been to the courtroom in Toronto. I've met with his lawyers. I have a copy of it.
What we have to do, and I have seen the panic in the eyes of the agents of the FBI today, who are asking for the tools of the 21st century to help them stop and disrupt what we know is coming to the United States of America.
That's so good.
But the documents brought back from Russia, we have yet to see those. We're anxious to see them.
The NSIS contacted my attorneys, Paul and Rocco, that is the RCMP NSIS.
Mm-hmm.
They contacted them and said that they wanted to have a meeting with me at the jail. That meeting took place, it was around August 8th. And basically while we're having our conversation, they were being skeptical like so many people are. And I just basically told them, I said, look, when they start bombing New York, I said, don't come back to me whining about it, asking me for more information, because you're not going to get any.
Why did you say that?
Because I knew exactly what they were going to do.
Who's they?
Individuals who were planning on attacking the United States.
And how did you know that?
I knew it from the documents that I had brought back from Russia.
If that comes about, then we have no more to discuss in terms of a debate or disagreement, except whom to prosecute, investigate, and when. Let's get this straight. Tonight is discussion primarily between two people who disagree. One who has background in intelligence, the other in media. It is not a debate and will not be approached as such. Norman Solomon, Fairness and Accuracy in the Media, and others have questioned the credibility of Michael Rupert and Delmart Michael Vreeland. One, the primary, and the other, a secondary source of a set of facts, they're alleging, reaches an undeniable conclusion that the Bush administration and his cabinet had foreknowledge of the crashes of 9/11.
Don't fight the feeling. Now. Peace out.
will spend no time discussing credibility. That's well established by the facts and by Norman Solomon's own word. Which we will repeat if he forgets. There is a question that Solomon can answer. What is his credibility? Does he have intelligence, background, experience? Is he the best person to debate or question these two individuals? If the answer is no, the next question then is why the administration isn't calling them on their claims. Here tonight only to make each position clear, to make our position clear, to restate the facts, and to explain to you how best to decide how you will react or respond. In our opinion, you need to see, hear the tapes, the audio, the video. See for yourself. Make your own decision. That's where we come in. Tell you how to get access, how to find out. Stay tuned. To What's the Verdict? It is Wednesday. It is the 15th of May, 2002. This is Wendell Harper with Amanda Elliott, Kelly Ramirez, and guest in studio, Norman Solomon, on the phone, Delmart Michael Vreeland. And tonight, we just want to let you know that you can indeed get videos, information to back up what's being said here on both sides. Video, The Truth and Lies of 9/11 for $150. That's Michael Rupert's video, which has been selling like wildfire. CD or cassette copy of What's the Verdict? Today's show, Norman Solomon, debates Mike Vreeland, $60. Video and audio, $180. You can get those. Doing the show, you can call 848-5732 and make it clear that you want those. It is absolutely important that you make it clear. You are extremely important in this kind of information being disseminated, whether or not it can be proven. It's up to you to make that clear. 848-5732, 848-KPFA, 1-800-HEY-KPFA, or 1-800-439-5732. You can get a copy of the video, the audio separately, or together. We'll talk about that on and off during the hour. We have often heard it said, with the friends you've got, you don't need enemies. Transfer that to the left versus the right. Judging from the attitude of many on the left, do we really need a right wing? Is that not redundant, having both? Isn't it interesting that it's okay what the police, the military, the administration, and Israel do related to dealing with people of color, opponents, constituencies, Palestinians. And it is just as interesting that whatever Palestinians, blacks, poor people, or progressive journalists do is under close scrutiny. This administration has butchered the peace process, gutted international relations, banned human rights abroad, and in some cases at home, and is committing genocide. Poor people all over the world, massacred, forced to work for pittance, while the goods they produce earn fortunes for the businesses they own and the factories they own. Unless someone does something, we may all wind up watching water cover us over, as in Atlantis. Can one imagine the tsunami a nuclear blast could cause? You know North Korea has that capability. So does India. So does Pakistan and probably others we as yet don't know about. An unchecked, trigger-happy gunfighter shoots and thinks later. The U.S., Israel, trigger-happy, devaluing life. The governments I'm speaking of, not the people. Palestinians, Lebanese lives, Arabs, African-Americans, third world lives, period. Fortunately, there are many among us who are tired of some getting in the way, running interference when we want to take a stand, to call on the carpet those we not only suspect of corruption, but whom we know fit the evidence that nails them to the wall. Much of that evidence we have read, heard, and now are expecting to see. The handwritten note by Delmart Michael Vreeland, written while in jail, according to court records, a month before the September 11th tragedy. As I said in the studio, Norman Solomon of Fairness and Accuracy in the Media, FAIR, and Delmart Michael Vreeland is on the phone with us with his attorney, and also Amanda Elliott and Kelly Ramirez are here with me. And I'll turn it over to Amanda and Kelly right now to get into our guest.
Okay, yes, we do have Norman Solomon in the studio and Delmart Vreeland on the phone. And Kelly has some questions that we have prepared to get this discussion started.
But before you do that, I'd like to have each one do a two-minute.
Okay.
How about just making it 3 minutes apiece?
Okay.
Starting with Norman. Good evening, Norman Solomon. How are you doing?
Hi, good to be with you. Good to be on the air here on this discussion. First, I want to thank Wendell Harper and Amanda Elliott for the invitation to be here tonight. It's the first one I've received to be on KPFA to discuss this subject.
3 minutes.
Well, you know, I just heard 20 minutes of your production and your own point of view, which I think was very good that you aired it. You know, as the tape and the introduction we just heard reflects, the producers of this show have a very different assessment than I do. I was invited here to talk about Mr. Vreeland's note, his handwritten note, what's been called the warning note. And we heard in the tape, the produced editorial piece, Mr. Rupert say that it includes, and I quote here, details of the attacks a month before September 11th. We heard that it pinpoints the September 11th events and that the story is in the document. Well, you know, in contrast to so much of what we know, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration before it, continuing with sanctions killing thousands of Iraqi children every month, financing the Israeli attacks on Palestinians and apartheid-like occupation, U.S. taxpayers being bilked and forced to finance these sort of murderous policies. In contrast to all that and much more well-documented imposition of what Martin Luther King called poverty, racism, and militarism by the U.S. government, in contrast to all that, we have claims made about words in Mr. Vreeland's note, what's being called a detailed, quote-unquote, warning note. And when you actually look at the photocopy of that note, the idea that it is a detailed warning note ahead of what occurred on September 11th is preposterous. This purported warning note mentions only 2 years, 2007 and 2009, the years 2007 and 2009. In fact, that handwritten scrawl of words doesn't include any indication of what's supposed to happen on, we are told, or apparently supposed to gather, because it's the only dates on that entire document, supposed to happen in 2007 and 2009. And so I am really troubled by the notion that in the face of the murderous policies of the Bush administration, such as aimed at people in Iraq and Palestine and so forth, in the face of all of that kind of ongoing policy that we've got to mobilize opposition to, we're, by some people, being urged to build a movement of outrage based on a foundation that crumbles on close inspection. And I'm talking about this supposed warning note. This supposed detailed warning note doesn't come any closer than 6 years before September 11th, 2001. So I feel like, you know, we're kind of in this situation like the joke, the old joke, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? Well, you know, if I look at a document and I see with my own eyes that the only dates mentioned are 2007 and 2009, and then I'm told that I must be somehow defending the Bush administration when I don't say that the emperor has clothes, I might even notice that this is rather an unclothed supposed warning note, then, you know, we're getting into a Alice in Wonderland sort of situation. It reminds me of what Humpty Dumpty said. You know, when I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. It's detailed, even though it talks about 2007, 2009, lists all kinds of possible targets, doesn't have a verb in it like attack, doesn't mention airplanes, totally ambiguous Rorschach scrawling of words. You know, let me give you a clear example.
Okay, if we're getting close to the end of your time.
If I handed you a note right now, and the only dates on it were 2007 and 2009, and then something happened next month, could I credibly come back and say, I gave you a warning note. I told you precisely what was going to happen, and it was a warning note ahead of time. I mean, I think that would beg credulity. Or looking at it another way, let's say we were looking at Mr. Vreeland's actual note in August 2001. Where is there anywhere on that document, that supposed warning note, that would be an advance alert about what turned out to happen on September 11th? How could anyone, even if they saw the note, believe it was totally credible, how could anyone go ahead and on the basis of that supposed warning note, take any action to forestall or prevent what happened on September 11th, 2001? All of the stories about and by Mr. Vreeland are built on the foundation of a warning note that collapses when we really look at it.
Okay.
I want to mention as well that if you talk to the Toronto Star reporter, who is the only one to cover Mr. Vreeland in the Canadian court system, who I've been told again and again by email and articles and so forth, is the one who really tracked this in the system. If you call up Toronto Star reporter Nick Prawn, which I did today, Nick Prawn, a staff reporter for the Toronto Star, and you call him up and you ask him specifics about, do we know whether there's any corroboration with the claims made by Mr. Vreeland? And I'm quoting here, he said to me today about 4 hours ago, we've never had any corroboration, quote unquote. So
okay.
I don't
think. Okay, no, but we've got to go on
okay,
to
thank
Mr. Vreeland.
Now we've got Mr. Vreeland. Are you on the phone? Hello, you're on What's the Verdict?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
Yeah. How about taking 4 minutes? That's about what we're taking.
I don't need that much time to make an opening statement.
Okay.
Norman Solomon's full of it. He is the most ignorant individual I've ever heard on the radio. I'm surprised that anybody would even allow him to come on a radio station. I don't know if anybody there has a copy of this document.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if they do, obviously Mr. Solomon must have missed the 1996-97 dates at the bottom of the document. And if you look at the document, what you have to understand is that this document is just not one piece of paper like writing out a letter to somebody. Okay? He's not mentioning the fact that I spoke with NSIS from Canada, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the CIA, the Secret Service, the FBI, the military. They were calling me and coming to see me in jail. Okay? There's a lot of stuff on here that has nothing to do with 911, but the top portion most definitely does, and other issues inside here do. All right? He has no clue what he's talking about. I think that when he wrote that book, The Habits of Highly Deceptive Media, I think that's mishmash. And what he should have done is he should have just wrote the book about how highly deceptive he is or ignorant he is, because that's basically what he is. And we're going to get into it, and we're going to explain exactly what this is. Because what he wants to do is he wants to try to make attacks against myself and against Mike Rupert. And he's saying, oh, how can anybody say that this is a warning note? Okay, well, how can you explain what it is? It's not meant to be a, per se, warning note. What this was, it was a letter that I wrote and I sealed, and this was after the meeting with NSIS, after I told them the specific dates and times and places of things to happen. I told them I was going to write this down, and I was going to seal it in a letter, and they could open it after the fact. All right, but Solomon doesn't understand that. He's never investigated this. And if Nick Prawn made that statement to Solomon, all right, Nick Prawn is a liar. Because I met with Nick Prawn, and I've got a one-hour tape in my desk right now from the conversation I had with him approximately 6 weeks ago, where him and I discussed the evidence and the proof that we provided in court. And that's what I have to say for opening.
Okay, quick response from Norman.
Can I use a little bit of this time to fill in?
Can I go ahead now?
Just a second. I want to let him respond.
I think that's the attorney. Is this Paul Slansky?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Slansky, let me just introduce you very briefly. You are from the law firm, the law office of Paul Slansky. You are a extradition specialist, criminal trial attorney, and former Canadian federal prosecutor. Go ahead.
What I think that the basic problem here is that Norman is missing the point that as Michael was trying to say, it's not a warning note. What the situation was that the American and the Canadian authorities were warned in early August, many people are going to die. Mr. Vreeland wasn't prepared to give them the details initially until some steps were taken to protect his life, because two times prior, his life had been put in jeopardy when he warned people about harm that was going to happen and or testified in court about various things. So we were warning the American and Canadian authorities about this, saying back in early August, many people are going to die. Steps have to be taken to confirm all this. It's going to happen in the next few weeks. And that was in early August. And that's where you get the date. The various other dates referred to in the document don't have anything to do with being a date of predicting. We were telling them, and the RCMP will confirm this, that in the next few weeks, many people are going to die unless steps are taken. And the Americans and the Canadians blew us off. And so, as a result of having been blown off, he wrote it all down, sealed it in an envelope, put it away so that later on, when it all happened, he could then come back and say, look, I tried to warn you, you wouldn't listen, here's the proof.
And this was all done in August, a month before the event.
That's right.
Okay, Norman Solomon.
Proved it was
in
August because of the ink and everything else, but the officials in the jail can confirm it was sealed in an envelope. So it was clear it was put in the envelope early, mid-August, and we were totally telling them in a few weeks from now something horrible is going to happen.
Okay.
And they all blew us off.
Norman.
Yeah, this is a very interesting new wrinkle because on many occasions, both Mr. Vreeland and Michael Rupert have said point blank that this was a detailed warning. As a matter of fact, I have in front of me a quote from Mr. Rupert in writing. He said that Vreeland, quote, was able to write a detailed warning of the attacks before they occurred, unquote. So in a way, it's time to stop the presses because here tonight we have the attorney for Mr. Vreeland saying that, quote, it was not a warning note. When you look at it, it's interesting, and Mr. Vreeland brought up the 96-97. Well, it doesn't say, as he said it did, 1996 or 1997, it says 96-97, which could or could not be a date. There's no apostrophes before them, but I don't think that those dates either would shed any particular light on a particular time frame for anything that was being warned about in terms of September 11th, 2001, which again kind of enhances the idea that maybe we're looking at a Rorschach process. Now, on the basis of Mr. Vreeland and his attorney, a lot of assertions have been made, but I hope maybe the producers of this program would choose to have on it the reporter from the Toronto Star, Nick Prahn. Who
we'd love to have him on.
That would be great because, you know, he talked to me today when I asked him questions in an interview. He said that the basic assertions being made about all of these preliminary and advance notations that were provided to authorities predicting what would happen, he says they were solely and entirely on the basis of Mr. Vreeland and his attorney only.
Okay, let me.
Beginning and ending. Mr. Vreeland and his attorney are the source of these facts that are presented as being empirically factual.
Let me stop you right here. Let me give out the numbers if you want to get a copy of the program and the video. Hold on just a second. The number is 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. These are your premiums. Video, The Truth and Lies of 9-11, $150. CD or cassette copy of What's the Verdict? Today's show, Norman Solomon debates Mike Vreeland, an attorney. A video and audio together would be $180. 1-800-439-5732, 510-848-5732. We need people to let us know right away whether or not you want this. I'm sure that you do because many have wanted it before. Based on what's here, you need to get these things, make a decision for yourself because there is a lot at stake. Norman, let me ask you, though. I see written here where you say, when you walk through the different facts, you find, yeah, there's a whole lot that proves the U.S. government is sleazy, doesn't have a lot of principles, is willing to massacre people or benefit corporate clients that it serves. What I question is adding up all those facts, totaling them up and saying the sum is, the result is, we do know that the CIA had foreknowledge of what happened on September 11th because the facts don't prove that. And I also object to saying that the facts strongly suggest there was criminal complicity on the part of the U.S. government in the execution. I also would strongly contend that the facts don't prove that either. So we do agree then that the facts that he put forth are correct and they do prove certain things.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the question is, but I think in
Well,
response,
I'm asking you, yeah. based on the fact that you've said all of the facts prove, we're not arguing about whether or not this guy has credibility in terms of the facts he's putting out here.
Well, you know, when somebody – well, actually, Michael Rupert, when Michael Rupert says that this is a warning note with detailed information about what was to occur and it's not, I think that does go to questions of credibility. But I can clarify this. I think that unlike in Alice in Wonderland, first you have the evidence and then you have the conclusions. First you assess the evidence, you go through the process of looking at all of the information you can find, and then you render the verdict, not the other way around, not the way like the Red Queen would say, no, no, first the verdict, then the evidence. I think that's a bit asked backwards.
Well, let me ask, why do you say the words object and strongly disagree? What's your interest in this?
Because I don't think that it's credible given the information put forward. If we're told that this is a warning note and it's not, for instance, and that's a cornerstone in the argument, that is the foundation upon which the edifice of the argument is built with all of these very fancy accounts and narrations of what took place, but it's all built on. It is all built on this purported warning note. But guess what? Isn't a warning note.
Okay, Kelly.
Okay, hold on.
Talking to this guy.
Okay,
all right,
let me get into this for a second. First of all, having Nick Prawn on would be a great idea if you'll also have Greta Knudsen of From the Wilderness, who has attended all the court hearings, maybe even Mike Rupert himself, who spoke to Mr. Slansky, Mr. Galati, the other attorney, and Mr. Vreeland himself. Two questions, and I have one for Mr. Vreeland. Let him go first, and the other for Mr. Solomon. Mike Vreeland, this does look a bit like, a grocery list. Did you have other more explicit kinds of writings that this is based on? And then I'd like to ask Norman why you seem to make this whole presentation of what we call the truth and lies of 911 rise and fall on this one note when there's – I've seen Mike Rupert's presentation. It's 3.5 hours long. There's a lot of details. Why don't you go first, Vreeland?
Well, here's my position here. I wrote a 37-page document to Admiral Vernon Clark. This is something else Mr. Solomon doesn't know because Mr. Solomon has done no research. What he's done is he's picked at other articles that other reporters have written. He's picked and chosen what he wanted out of those articles. Then he's come up and drawn his own conclusions. Then he says, well, these dates are only 2007 and 2009, and it's a 96/97. All right, but he doesn't read through the document. All right, he's not reading it for what it says. I didn't write this document so a person like Norman Solomon could figure it out. That was the whole intent. So if somebody got their hands on it, they wouldn't understand exactly what I was writing. But in the 37-page document I wrote to Admiral Vernon Clark, I was very specifically clear in the statements that I made to the CIA and the FBI and the RCMP and SIS. I was very specific and very clear, okay? Now, Norman Solomon, he constantly wants to go into this Alice in Wonderland thing, okay? He's living in Wonderland somewhere, okay? He wants to say, we'll start with the dates. I want to get a little bit of detail here on this exact note that I wrote here, okay? First of all, a month before September 11th, okay, I write down the names of the targets that are hit, okay? What did I do? Just pop that out of the blue?
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, that right there is evidence, I would think. I mean, the World Trade Center, doesn't that say something? Even if it doesn't give a detailed warning of things, the fact that a month later the World Trade Center is hit with an attack, that I think there's some correlation there.
Yeah, should
now,
I address
the
that?
2007, the 2009, all right, that has something to do with why the Chinese got the Olympic bid. All right, that's what that is. The C/R... COO agreement of 1996-1997, that represents the Chinese-Russian bilateral arms and technology exchange. Okay? That's what those dates stand for. Right? What I'm trying to prove by saying just those simple little things, right, is that he has no clue what he's talking about.
Yeah, you know, a couple questions came up, one from Kelly and one from Amanda, and I'd like to address those.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that when this program began, we had Wendell Harper say exactly what he said to me 2 weeks ago on the phone when he invited me, and that's the basis that I'm here. He said tonight on the air, the story is the document. Let me repeat that. The story is the document, quote unquote, which is specifically this handwritten note that we're talking about. So I agree with Wendell Harper. The story is the document. That's what we're talking about here tonight. Then in terms of the point that Amanda raised, and I think it's a significant one, you know, what about the locations that are listed here on this piece of paper? Well, you know, the term water supplies is on an unexplained list of landmarks and cities, not only the World Trade Center, White House, and Pentagon, but also locations in Chicago, Ottawa, Toronto, and Malaysia. There's also a listing farther down that includes a lot of proper names. There's also Vladivostok, the word bilateral, and so on and so forth. Let's talk about the listing of the World Trade Center among that list.
Mm-hmm. But let me finish
mm-hmm. this. The World Trade Center was the target of a terrorist attack in the early 1990s, and it was well known by anyone that it was a logical target for repeat attacks. So it's not exactly clairvoyance or omniscience or advanced premonition that was very prescient or wise that the World Trade Center might be attacked sometime. But more interesting than that, perhaps, is this list has no verb around it. There's no indication on this piece of paper, this document, as to what this list even means.
What about let one happen, stop the rest? What does that mean to
we're
you,
Norman? We're in Rorschach land. We're going back and looking at a document and reading into it. You can project anything
what
you
about
want.
What the Bush administration has said about the killings and what Israel has said about the people who are dying there? Who's really checked out this list to find out whether or not it's authentic or not?
You know, as I said in the one column I've written on this subject, I'm totally in favor of investigations by Congress and elsewhere to look at evidence, to dig it up, to find out what the information is. I just don't want us to build movements with castles of sand on foundations that will crumble when people look at it.
But it hasn't crumbled yet.
Well, I think it's kind of crumbling, frankly. We heard tonight that this warning note wasn't a warning note. That sounds a little crumbly to me.
But still, it says World Trade Center. It says White House, Pentagon.
It also lists several other cities and locations.
Isn't that worth checking out?
I'm going to hang up.
Huh?
Let Norman Freeland come in.
Going to control this show.
Go ahead. He's not.
That's not the point of the show.
All right.
We're going to explain what this document
means. We'll do it.
Means,
go ahead.
We are going to get off the air.
Go ahead.
This is Mr. Slansky. This is Vreeland's lurk. Mr. Solomon is saying that this is built on a foundation of sand. His whole premise is built on a foundation of sand because he's saying this is a warning note. That's not what it is. If you talk to everyone who has some familiarity with this case, they will say that there's a 3-inch thick application record affidavit of Mr. Vreeland that explains in great detail everything that's happened. And it's being taken out of context. The point isn't what the exact details of the note are. The point is that it indicates targets such as the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, White House, and targets that were later confirmed to be targets, such as the Sears Tower in Chicago and the Parliament Building in Ottawa, where there was an anthrax scare. We don't know whether it was real or not. The point is that he's saying in August this is going to happen in the next few weeks. Now, yes, if you knew that in September 11th there was going to be a terrorist attack, to pick out the World Trade Center might be logical. But who knew that on September 11th there was going to be a terrorist attack? And if that's the point, and now he didn't say in the note September 11th, 2001, but it's clear when you look at the affidavit, you look at the testimony in court, and the corroborating documents, which Mr. Prawn is fully aware of, as well as Mr. Rupert, that there is significant corroboration about all of this.
Well, let me note just a couple things.
It's not that
okay, well, it's going to be
Vreeland's material is based
up.
On sand. It's Mr. Solomon's criticism is based on sand because he keeps referring to this as a warning note, which mischaracterizes what it is.
Great. Let's engage on that point.
Let Mr. Vreeland
respond. Let's address that then.
Let Mr. Vreeland respond first. Michael Vreeland.
Yes.
You were saying that there were documents brought back from Russia. Will we have an opportunity at some? Can you talk about that? The documents you brought back from Russia.
I can speak on the documents as far as I've made them public in court.
Okay. And you also said that there were several other officers who testified in court.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. And how many would you say? Four, five, six?
I think there were, from Lindsay, there were five officers, and then there was one RCMP Corporal Kispel who testified. There was also a document written by the superintendent of the facility stating that, yes, I wrote this note with these pens prior to September 11th, and that he also stated to many people, all right, that he knew what was going on and that I was telling them that they were ignoring me.
Okay, what happened, though? I mean, how did this document come into being? You came into possession of some kind of information that made you write this in the first place, and they were documents from Russia. Could you tell us about that as much as you can?
What I have spoken on in court,
yes,
about the documents.
Yes, go ahead.
I was originally sent to Moscow to pick up documents regarding a defense system. When I was there, I also picked up an additional bag of material, which were wax-sealed documents, not to be opened. When I came, the documents were supposed to go back to the States. Another document was supposed to go to Canada, CSIS. I met with a Canadian diplomat over there by the name of Mark Bastian. I come back to Canada. I go to my first initial meeting where Bastian and Oleg are supposed to be. Oleg is the only one there. Bastian is not there. I then do not hand the bag over because something has gone wrong. You follow the order of rule, all right? Nothing is just, you follow the rules, basically, is what I'm trying to say. If someone gives you an order to do something specific, you follow it specifically. If something goes wrong, you just move on. In court, I testified that I gave him a dummy bag. All right, I did not give them the original documents. Now, I'm arrested. Bastian's murdered. They cover up his murder for 2 whole years until I pressed them into court, and I told them to their face. I said, bring me the toxicology report, and I'll tell you how he died. All right, but they wrote down that he died of a natural cause, but they changed their tune once I started testifying and telling on people in the courtroom. All right, Mike Rupert knows what's going on. He was there. He saw it. He has firsthand knowledge. Norman Solomon has nothing, nothing but his mouth. He lives in an Alice in Wonderland world.
Okay, I wonder if Norman, quick final comment, and then we'll have to go to pledging.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to agree with what Mr. Freeland's attorney said tonight. This document in question is definitely not a warning note. Where Mr. Freeland's attorney is mistaken when he ascribes the view that it is a warning note to me, actually. Quoting again, Michael Rupert has said in writing, quote, Vreeland was able to write a detailed warning of the attacks before they occurred, unquote. So it's not me who's saying that it's a warning note. Quite the contrary. The other point I'd like to make is that it's not a matter of a few weeks later from when anything was noted or predicted or forecast in this handwritten whatever it is. The only dates, again, are 2007, 2009. It's not a matter of a few weeks later.
It has nothing to do with 9/11. I mean, you're throwing it off. You're losing beat. You have no clue what you're talking about. That's your problem, and you're going to keep it on. I mean, this mismatch.
Well, if this note was written before the September 11th attack, then that's why they're saying
now
that
here's
it
what
was
we need. Okay, Norman, let me thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And hopefully we can have you do it again. Video. You can get tonight a copy of this program. One, you can get a video and an audio. You can get them separately or you can get them together as a package. Call 510-848-5732. We've got a little more than 10 minutes and we need to make a real showing
right
here. 1-800-439-5732. Video, The Truth and Lies of 9/11, $150. CD or cassette copy of What's the Verdict? Today's show. Norman Solomon debates Mike Vreeland. That's $60. Video and audio of the program, the Michael Rupert video and the audio is of tonight's program. Again, you can get both of those for $180.
Yeah, let me jump in here on
okay
this because I... The Truth and Lies of 9/11 is based on a lecture that Mike Rupert gave at Portland State on November 28th. This is actually pre-Vreeland. It gives you a whole background and historical context leading up to the whole 9/11 situation and even going on later talking about other things. And I want to say it's $150 this time, and when we gave it out on Guns and Butter, it was $100, and there's a reason for that. And you can blame it on me, and that is that KPFA has a certain formula by which they decide how much these things cost. And that's offset by the amount of free premiums that are donated by whomever. And back during Guns and Butter, Mr. Rupert gave us some free ones that kept the price down. I urged him not to do that this time because his website, CopVCIA, was hacked severely in a very sophisticated manner right before he printed a 35-question interview with Mike Vreeland, which is available on CopVCIA. And the cost of that, repairing that, has been such that I urged him, forget the freebies this time. So you can consider the $50 extra as an extra donation to KPFA to keep shows like What's the Verdict on the air. But it's that way because of the serious hacking. And ask yourself, as you evaluate the facts of Mr. Rupert's case, why such a sophisticated hacking just right before he's going to publish this interview with Vreeland, which goes more into the details of what he was talking about, what happened in Russia, what happened in Canada, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still, you know, have questions, you know, if this note was written beforehand, if it was written a month or so before the September 11th attacks, and it mentions the Pentagon and the World Trade Center and other targets, which we know were on the list. I mean, there's been other information that says there were other targets that, you know, were thwarted. And
okay, and I think so, people need to see this list, 848-5732. It's very important, and you can see it. And I talked about more than just the list. I also talked about the fact that there was, that Norman said, the facts prove. And there were several different things that they proved. And my point was, if they proved all those, it seemed to me what followed is you have to investigate the rest of this. You have to look into it and not depend on somebody else to do it if you are going to question them. Mm-hmm. That's my point. 848-5732, you'll get a copy of this list with it. You can see for yourself what it says. I see it. I mean, I will admit to you, it's not that easy to understand every single word until somebody tells you what it means. It looks like a note to me. And whether or not it's authentic, I've been convinced of that. The way you're going to be convinced is to see it for yourself. We're not going to say you should be convinced or you should believe this. We're going to leave that up to you. Mm-hmm. But you have to respond at 848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732.
Well, I hope the people care about what they are hearing tonight and the information that they're getting on this program. And we urge you to go to your phone and support this program, you know, by pledging. We want to know that you care about what we're doing here tonight. Do you
agree?
And
right now, there's not many people on the line. We do need to get a pickup of callers here. Again, we have a video with Michael Rupert entitled Truth and Lies. Many of you saw the live portion, his three-hour talk. There's a lot of things that are being alleged on there, and there are documents to back up a lot of those. It's up to you to get the video, to get perhaps the audio, one or both, and decide for yourself. But you've got to make the call in order to do it, because if you don't, programming like this will not be on the air. Mm-hmm. It may be a little bit more expensive than it was before, but I'm sure you can afford it. You certainly can afford the program, and you'll get a lot of what you're what's on the video from the program itself. And not only that, you're talking to the first person, mm-hmm. the source of this information, all of these allegations, the charges against the government. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Truth and Lies of 9/11, $150. CD or cassette copy of What's the Verdict? Today's show, Norman Solomon debates Mike Vreeland. You can hear Mr. Solomon again. $60 is all that'll take. If you really were impressed by what he said, by Mr. Vreeland, they both will be able to tell that by how you respond. Video and audio, $180. You can get them separately or you can get them both. But we need to get more response on these phone lines, folks, because if you don't, it says to me, we're not really interested in this program. Then what happens is information, when it's questioned, basically gets misused and not really dealt with. Because we're not asking you to take our word. We're asking you to get this for yourself and use your own judgment.
Well, Kelly, last time you had a great response from folks who wanted the video, and how did that work out?
Well, we had a fabulous response. We raised over $17,000, and I think the issue there is we were able to present 46 minutes of Mike Vreeland's, Mike Rupert's talk. And again, the whole buildup, I mean, regardless of whether you think the government was knowledgeable about it or not, you know that by the nature of the attack, it took a lot of planning. Mike Rupert documents the context in which it happened. leading up to all the various warnings. This note was not the only warning. There were warnings by other intelligence agencies around the world.
Three people on the line right now. 848-5732. A video and audio, $180. The Truth and Lies of 9/11, $150. There's three people on the line right now. There are 12 lines. We've got nine of them open. People have been calling throughout the hour, but we want you to make one big, strong showing. Take a stand. Show us that you want information, whether proven or not. As long as the facts are there and there is something to put your hat on, to hang your hat on, some substance. Now, I say that if you get this video, you can find out for yourself whether or not there is. I'm asking you not to take my word. Now, we've got less than 4 minutes left to finish this up and to really make a good showing. We've got four callers on the line now. There are still eight open lines. This won't get it, folks. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Video, The Truth and Lies of 9/11, $150. CD or cassette copy of What's the Verdict, today's show. Norman Solomon debates Mike Vreeland, $60. Video and audio, $180. Also, we've got a copy of this list. You need to get this list for yourself and see what it says. It is extremely interesting. Whether it's true or not, I mean, it's been certified in court. You can make that determination for yourself and take it from there. We've still got seven open lines. We need to fill those lines as quickly as possible. 848-5732, 1-800-439-5732.
And while people are calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732, let me give you some other places where you can go to get some more information. First of all, we need to thank Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com. You have been hearing some clips of him interviewing Mike Vreeland in the recorded portions here today and last week. He did a three-hour interview with Mike Rupert and Mike Vreeland that is archived on the site rense.com, www.rense.com. So think about that while you're calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. Also, Mike Rupert's site, www.copvcia.com. Bonnie Faulkner and me and Amanda and Wendell, we've been on this for weeks and months. This is a complicated subject. Again, The Truth and Lies of 9/11 video for $150, the audio of today's show for $60, the combined for $180. This is something you need to study, you need to spend time with, and I think you'll come out and realize what we are.
The list goes with it. We've still got about five open lines, folks. You're responding better, but you need to respond all the way. We need
510-848-5732.
1-800-439-5732. We've got less than 2 minutes left. We need to fill these lines. That's several open lines. Let's get those lines filled up. How do you want a copy of this list? How can you really say, I have all the facts until you get the list, until you see the video? You've heard some of the audio, but there are things I'm sure that you must have missed.
Absolutely.
If you dial us up at 1-800-439-5732, 510-848-5732, you'll get a copy of the list. And you can get a copy of the audio separately for $60, or you can get a copy of the audio and video for $180. You can get them separately, one for $150, the other for $60. If you get them both, you get a discount of about $30. We have several phone lines open. People are calling, but we need you to call more. Go to the telephones. You don't have to pay right now. You can pay by credit card. Electronic funds transfer.
848-5732.
Less than a minute left. 848-5732. 1-800-439-5732. We've got eight open lines, folks. Seven open lines. Six open lines now. Keep those calls coming. 848-5732. Michael Vreeland audio interview versus Norman Solomon, who's on the same program here this afternoon on What's the Verdict. You can get that for $60. You also heard from Michael Vreeland talking about before 9/11, prior to how he got to his warning. We've got a copy of the warning note that you can get it as well. 848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. We've got now four open lines. Please, let's get those lines filled. Now we can go on to the next program. Thank you very much for responding tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.